This reading's from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Now we're looking at Joy to the Confused World. In this part of the account, the focus shifts to the shepherds. I find it remarkable that the angel appears to shepherds. The angel could have appeared to anyone. There were many Levites and religious leaders of the day. There were many people of religious authority and power, those who were seen as pious and those people who maybe we would describe as mighty men of God amongst the Jews. The shepherds would certainly not be seen as mighty men of God in that day. If people could have guessed who God would choose to proclaim the good news of Jesus' birth to, these shepherds would be the last people that would come to mind. But God chose those ordinary shepherds for the angel to proclaim the good news of Jesus' birth to. Which is just like how Jesus ministered to ordinary people and chose his disciples and those closest to him from ordinary people. Jesus journeyed through life with ordinary people. He ate with ordinary people and he brought the kingdom of God to ordinary people. Shepherds were often seen as outsiders in that culture. So much so that their testimony wasn't allowed in court and they weren't permitted to worship with God's people in God's presence in the temple. This is because they were seen as ceremonially unclean because of the fact they worked with sheep all day and they encountered things like manure, fleas and insects, basically things that were seen as unclean. So it's profound that the angel comes to these ordinary people. Maybe you could even go so far to say that they were outcasts. Society would look down upon them. The shepherds were people who wouldn't be allowed in God's presence. People would get in the way and stop them. So what does God do? God comes to them and invites them into his presence. God is such a welcoming and inclusive God. And that's the way with God. When those who society writes off, God never writes them off. Those who society says aren't welcome, God comes to those people and he welcomes them and shares with them. You see it time and time again in the Bible. Those who know they need a saviour, God says, "I am that saviour and I die for you." To those who are lonely, God says, "I am with you." To those who carry burdens, God says, "Place them on me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." To those who need love, God provides a love that no other can give. So the angel appears to the shepherds when they certainly weren't expecting it. They're confused. They don't understand what's going on until the angel explains to them, and then they go and see and experience Jesus for themselves. After they see Jesus, they become some of the first evangelists and they spread the word about Jesus. They can't help but tell people what they've learned. And everyone who heard the shepherds were amazed at their testimony. Encountering Jesus brought clarity when there was previous confusion. And even broader than the shepherds, the people of the day were a confused people because they were expecting for a saviour to come, a Messiah to come and deliver them from the oppression of the Romans. People expected a king to come and rule them as a nation and them to become one of the military powers of the day. They were confused. Jesus had a greater purpose than to deliver people from a short-term plight. Jesus came to deliver people from their sins forever and bring about eternal salvation. That was the plan from the beginning of time. But the people were confused because they didn't expect a saviour to come from Bethlehem and then to live in Nazareth. They didn't expect him to be born to relatively unknown parents out of wedlock. They didn't expect a saviour to be born in a cave amongst the smell, dirt and mess of animals. And they certainly wouldn't expect for the Messiah, the King of the universe, for his first bed to be an animal's feeding trough. The angel told the shepherds that's how they would know who Jesus is, because there certainly wouldn't be any other newborn babies lying in a manger. The shepherds were well aware of what a manger looks like. I wonder, have you ever seen an animal's feeding trough? It's messy and dirty. Yet God chose the only one who was without sin, Jesus, the man, God, he who was truly pure and spotless, to be born into a messy and sinful world. And the first place he was laid was that dirty manger. Maybe that was a prophetic act of what was to come. As Jesus' first night on earth, he was placed in a messy and dirty manger. And some three decades later, the mess, the dirt, and the sin of the world will be placed on him, so that people who believe in him can be saved. You know, it's incredible. There is no greater joy than that Jesus saves people from their sins. What a great time of year Christmas is. Christmas is a time of joy for people. I love how houses have been decorated with lights early this year. I love Christmas trees and all these wonderful decorations that make streets, houses and living rooms look so festive, and it's great to see. At Christmas, people eat nicer and more expensive food than they would normally have. People spend more money to make the season more special than the rest of the year. Presents are given and received with loved ones, which all brings about joy. Christmas really is a time of joy. But Christmas isn't joy because of any of the things I've just described, like decorations, food and gifts. That isn't the joy that the angel speaks about. Jesus didn't come just so people can experience Christmas. He came so people can experience him, experience the Holy Spirit, and experience relationship with God. There are many people who will enjoy the season of Christmas without experiencing and enjoying the one who truly brings joy. Jesus didn't come so we can have a good time. He came so people can be saved from their sins. That's why the angel doesn't say that the news of Jesus' birth brings joy. He doesn't say it's a time of joy in Luke chapter 2 verse 10. The angel says the good news of Jesus' birth brings great joy. It's not just joy, it's great joy. The things people experience at Christmas can bring some amount of joy, but only Jesus brings great joy. A joy that is eternal. So the challenge is, do you know Jesus? Do you know him? After Christmas in January, some people will no doubt regret how much food they've eaten and how much drink they've had. Gym memberships will increase as people decide to get fit and get rid of some of the extra Christmas weight that they've put on. Some people will regret how much they've spent and maybe even have to pay off bills for months to come. Some people may be glad to get Christmas finished for another year, while others on Boxing Day already set a countdown for the next year and start planning already. They're the ones who post on social media how many Sundays it is until Christmas every week from about February onwards. But the real joy of Christmas goes beyond food and drink, gifts and bank balances. The decorations go back in the loft, but Jesus doesn't go away. The real great joy of Jesus doesn't expire, and there's no regret and no hiding away. The great joy of Jesus doesn't wait for another 12 months to experience. The joy of knowing Jesus is continual and eternal, and it'll last forever. The joy of knowing Jesus is truly great joy. Just like the shepherds experienced, God brings great joy to the confused world. Amen.